my mother's friends in Attleborough had two soldiers billeted on them. And one was called Charlie Barrett. He and my mother began a whirlwind romance and before he was shipped off to Gallipoli. Unfortunately, he was killed in Gallipoli.
Oh, no.
But my mother persuaded him to keep a diary from the moment he left Nuneaton until he was killed. This diary, the original copy, is now in Professor Peter Liddell's exhibition in the Edward Boyle Library in Leeds University.
My goodness.
But my mother did make a copy, which I have here.
You've got, that's the actual, a copy of
a
the
copy.
Actual diary?
My mother made a copy and it, and my brother had it when she died. There's something very special in it. He mentions leaving Nuneaton to go to Avonmouth to be shipped off to Gallipoli. And I've got a copy of his last letter to her. Dear sweetheart, just a line to let you know I'm still in the land of the living. Thank God. Dearest, I dare say you have heard where we went to. War is not a nice thing, but it cannot be helped. Jack Wilkinson was killed, also Mellon. Joe and myself are all right. I cannot write any more now, but am waiting patiently for a letter from you. It's funny to hear the guns talking while writing this. Remember Joe and myself to all at home, also Mrs. Parks. Roll on time. From your affectionate, loving boy, Charlie. And then at the end it says, God bless you till we meet again. But the last entry in his diary says, quiet this morning. Troops going to take Krithia village. 1 p.m. Attacking very rapid on our side. And he was killed.
That's so sad. That's probably the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It brings tears to the eyes, doesn't it?
Do you know what it actually has, Margaret?
I believe so.
Properly filled up there. My goodness, what's it like, sort of, I don't know, looking back at how your mum must have felt as well. Did she talk about him?
Oh, yes, because later in life she married another soldier who had been billeted in the Nuneaton. Many years later, he came back from the Dublin Fusiliers. He'd been in the Nuneaton. She didn't know him at that time. Here I am.
She liked a soldier, didn't she, your mum?
Well, he was out of the army then and from the Dublin Fusiliers. No work when he left the army and came back to Nuneaton to where he'd been billeted in the war.
They must have, I mean, it seems clear, doesn't it, that the ladies of Sunny Nunny like the soldiers, and the soldiers like being here too.
Well, they were in ordinary people's homes, and they met friends of their people that had taken them in, you see. They were all paid, to have soldiers. I think it was 17 shillings and six per week for each soldier to help keep them and feed them, you see.
Why Nuneaton? Do you know why it was Nuneaton that was chosen?
Well, they all came from... some had come back from India, and I suppose they were billeted all round the country in various places to form the 29th Division, which was... part of the Gallipoli campaign.
Right, so they all came here. And I suppose after, you know, you're going to face something so hard and unimaginable hardship, I suppose. Their memories of being in Nuneaton, being in the warmth of people's families, and obviously, you know, being adored by the ladies, must have meant the world to them, sort of really fond memories as they went off to fight.
Well, I think that letter to my mother speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Your granddad, is that right? Your father's
father?
Yeah,
my father's father, yeah.
He was one of the Dubliners, is that right?
Yeah, he was in the Dublin Fusiliers. He was a career soldier. He was in Madras, I believe, when First World War broke out and the regiment was shipped back to England to be acclimatised to fight elsewhere. And they ended up in Nuneaton. And from what I can gather, my grandfather died before I was born. And so from what I can gather, they were only in Nuneaton probably 3 months or so. So it's a short time, but I think they marched around most of it to try and get fit. And that's something that stayed with my grandfather because he ended up coming back to live there. And hence why the Hickey family are where they are. But he did go to Gallipoli, as we've heard from Margaret. And the one thing I remember as a child visiting my grandmother was a picture on the wall of the ship, the troop ship, that all these soldiers came off, and it was called the SS Clyde. And so, as a child, that was a fascinating thing, because it soldiers and gunfire and whatever. But as you get older, you realise what a horrific experience that was. And it's where my grandfather was wounded. He was shot in the chest.
Wow.
I'm very lucky to get back, so I gather, because, of course, I get this from my dad. He obviously had conversations with his dad as he grew older. And he told me how he lay on the beach with a chest wound, which would normally be fairly fatal. And the medics went past him. They were checking for people who were wounded and who could be saved. And he had to shout to a medic to get him back. And only because of that was he then taken away. He was eventually shipped to Alexandria, I think, for recovery, and then back to Dublin. But when he came out of hospital in Dublin, he decided that he'd come back to Nuneaton. He made a lot of friends there, and he brought his wife, my grandma, and they lived in Meldrum Road in Stockingford. So Stockingford would have been where they were billeted, and they lived there for the rest of their lives, actually. And all their kids were brought up there. They had a number of children. Obviously, Dad was one of them. And but that picture just remains a focus for me. It really was. I saw Dad on Sunday.
Yeah.
Remembrance Day. And he reminded me of something he told me before. And that was that Remembrance Day in Nuneaton was a massive affair after the war, and it's still a big affair. There's a fantastic parade, and it's really well attended. But he said that his father would go up to bed, go to his bedroom, and he wouldn't come down.
April the 30th, 1915, Friday. No firing during the night. Very quiet up till 8 a.m. Enemy's guns firing, shrapnel all morning. No advance of troops on either side. Enemy advancing on us, 2 p.m. No movement now. Expect an attack and charge from them tonight. And if so, we countercharge them. An afterthought at the end, one tin of Capstan tobacco issued out to each man.